Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. My Wi-Fi stinks, and this is episode 77.
Six.
Sure.
Eight?
Four?
I have no idea.
Presented by Parse Rum, the best rum around. I actually got my big shipment last week and gave some away, and the people love it.
Yes.
The people just love Parse.
Do you think that they love the taste or the fact that they're saving the planet?
I don't know which they love more, but I think they're equally as wonderful.
I agree.
For me personally.
I agree.
There's a hilarious guy that is in left field at Wrigley at literally every game. He's there every game. And he's right next to like where the outfield kind of, you know, the corner, that little nook in the corner. And he bangs on the like watch marquee sign. And it's so good. And he'll stay through the entire game, no matter the score. If there's nobody there, it's fucking hilarious. And he'll be like, Ian, it's the ninth inning. We haven't been selling beer for two innings. If this thing goes extras, I'm going to need some Parse. Or he'd be like, I can't watch this without alcohol. Please just bring me a little bit of Parse.
That is fantastic.
Hilarious.
That's good. That's good, clean fun.
I wish I could get a recording, like just mic him up for the game. You know, they mic players up. I'm over that. I think you mic him up for the entire game, and that would be a Parse ad by itself.
Just electric factory.
Oh, he is so funny. He's got a great look to him, too. I hope he's listening so that he knows, because I think he knows who he is. And I want him to know that I know who he is.
When this comes out, you'll know who you are.
You know who you are there, Parse guy.
Where are you guys right now?
Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm in Toledo, Ohio.
Go Tigers.
Two beautiful towns. That's all. You know? Hey, just grinding away. You know us, Ian.
Zach, can we talk about the Go Tigers? Go Tigers got a big prospect, right? In Triple A?
You name them.
Who's the big hitter prospect in Triple A for the Go Tigers?
There's two of them. Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green.
Adderlin Rodriguez.
Yeah, Torkelson, right? Was he a high pick, like number one or something?
Yeah, one's pretty high.
When was that?
Last year. So last year.
College guy? High school guy?
Yeah, Arizona State. Last year, he got drafted, and then they brought him to Detroit for the summer camp, played there the whole time, played at the alternate site the whole time, and then this year started in high A, and now he's in triple ball.
Rakes, huh?
Yeah, he hits. But like, when we were in Iowa, it was – Dakota can vouch. It was the most incredible display of hitting I've ever seen from a lineup.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even say necessarily just from like,
– no, that's what I'm saying. It was just like,
was...
Stop. We were all there. Listen, maybe you guys got some hits. Maybe you guys hit well. Maybe you scored a bunch of runs. Zach, we were all there in 2019 when the Dodgers rolled into town and Gavin Lux got six hits a game. That's the most impressive. Most I will not hear this blasphemy.
Nope. Ian, we scored 15 runs in four innings the other day.
Do you remember when we played a seven-inning game and there was 20 runs on the board in the fourth?
I do remember that. I do. I remember. I'll never forget. He hit a homer. It was a day game. And you were in center. I think I was playing second. And he hits a homer. And then I think he hits a backside double. And I remember looking
Gavin
at you.
Gavin Lux, you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
And I remember looking at you. And we just, like, put our hands up. We were just like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? And then Edwin Rios hit one off of his face off the scoreboard. And that's when I was like, all right, that's the furthest ball I've ever seen hit in my life.
Yeah, they had a couple righties I'd never heard of that were, like, hitting backside homers. Will Smith. Was Will Smith on a team or was he in the big league?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he had like two grand slams that game.
Yeah. And you're like, because I played a really, really good Dodgers team in triple ball in 17. And I was like, oh yeah, they can't have reloaded in 2 years. They did.
All right. So hang on, Ian.
Wait, question, Dakota. You were there for both of these. Can you please tell me which one was more impressive?
Honestly, the Toledo one was, it was
in.
No one had any interest.
Just because it's recent in your memory.
Nobody wanted anything to do with going out to that mound to face that team. It was.
Did you give up any runs?
I gave up an RBI single to Jake Robson. Zach scored.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Honestly, selfish of Zach to score.
Seriously, that's fucked up, Zach.
No, he fucking hit me. He fucking hit me. That's fucked up.
Trip around the bases.
All right, like I said the other night, I could have just got you out again. But
that's fine. I would have rather that. I would have rather that. Hey,
hit him with a slider.
8-2 the first game, whatever. Second game, 7-5. Next one we lost, 5-1.
Oops! Can't sweep us. We don't get swept.
And then we won 21-4.
Bro.
And then 8-1.
Research team, can you please get up the 2019 Iowa Cubs versus the Oklahoma City Dodgers would have been maybe June that year. There was a nice little series in Iowa. This is the Oklahoma City versus the iCubs in Iowa 2019. Please, 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 please find the scores to those games. While the research team is looking that up.
Nope, please. Hang on. Six nope. Homers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 doubles.
That's for the series?
This is for the game.
Okay, let me tell you, the game that Taylor Davis threw in Iowa, there was 10 homers by the fucking Oklahoma City. This is blasphemy. Can we just talk about your first at bat against each other? We haven't talked about it yet. I need a full recap.
Yeah, that was good. The best part about that was I was hitting.
You're a child.
I was hitting second. No, shut up. I was hitting second that inning, and I see Dakota warming up or whatever. And then.
No, you were leading off the inning.
That's right. And I saw him leading, or I saw him get up and warm up, and I was like, this is unbelievable. I'm leading off against him. Like, this couldn't have been any more of a perfect storm.
What was the game situation?
I think we were winning.
We were losing by like 1-2. 3-1 or something. Yeah,
yeah, something
it was
like that.
Game.
What inning?
Like the eighth?
Yeah, seventh or eighth. Eighth? No. No.
It was like the sixth or something.
Sixth, yeah, because I had one more at bat.
Yeah.
And then I get in and I do my box routine, whatever, and there's a huge piece of clay in the box, and I just pick it up and throw it at him. And it doesn't get close to him, but whatever. And I get in there, and I had the plan the whole game. I was like, you know what? First pitch, I'm squaring around as early as possible just to see if I can get something out of him. And as soon as I squared for like a half a second, I just backed out right away and you threw a ball and we just started dying laughing.
I literally started laughing as I was letting go of the pitch.
It was great.
And then
Zach's a child.
Then continue. What happened next?
First pitch ball, second pitch slider.
You should have hit it 500 feet.
No, see, it was a good one though. It was a good bad one. I'll give you.
It was a good bad one because it just spun and didn't do anything.
That's what I'm saying. I was giving you more credit than expected. I was expecting it to be nasty and break.
Well, the first one I threw you was a good one that you faked.
First one was great.
I thought that too. When I saw it, I was like, "Ooh, that was kind of a nasty slider."
That's why I was pissed. He squared the bunt. I was like, "He would have swung at that. Like that was a pretty good slider."
And then I thought. Because you don't really – I mean, on the chart, it doesn't have you throwing as many changeups to righties as it does sliders. So I was like in the back of my mind, he's like, all right, he's going to throw his least thrown pitch here just because he tried to get me off my game, whatever. And he throws a slider, good pitch, foul it off. And the next one, he throws me a four-seam, two-seam that kind of came back, and I popped it up. And as soon as I hit it, I was like, you motherfucker, something like that. I was like, you fuckface.
It was like a four seam, like up, and it like had a little run to it at the end, and it sounded like I jammed him. Did I jam you a little bit?
Yeah, you did.
As soon as he hits it, I look at him. I go, "Go get your thumbs out of the box," and he goes, "Fuck you, fuckface." And we were both just dying laughing.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing though when you showed bunt.
No,
I can't believe this asshole just showed bunt on me.
I had zero intentions on bunting. I just wanted to throw you off.
So
I respect that.
I saw after the game the video. I think Tom had it up, and I was like, oh God, what happened? Because it was like 90% of the at bat, or like four pitches, but it didn't get the last pitch of the at bat because I think Instagram or something cut it off.
Oh.
So I texted the group. I was like, what happened to your bat? And when Dakota texted back, I knew that he had won the at bat, because if Dakota had given up a hit there, you're not hearing from him.
You wouldn't have gotten a text. Yeah.
And then the next time he faced me, first pitch fucking hits me in the arm. I was walking like this the next 2 days. You know, I thought I wasn't have to scratch myself from the lineup.
See,
and then you don't hear from him. You get crickets.
Trying to hurt a friend.
Because I had walked the leadoff hitter, Cody Clemens, and then I hit Zach with the first pitch. So I'm fucking – and it's a 2-1 game. It's a one-run game in the ninth. So I'm fucking pissed. And Zach, like, fake throws the bat at me, and I just refuse to look at him. Like, he's, like, smiling and, like, laughing, and I'm like, I can't look at him right now because I'm fucking pissed off.
He hits me. So, like, thank God it was a slider, but it came back because it was headhunting. Like, I mean, it was – as soon as it came out of my head, his hand.
Don't dive over my plate, son.
Shut up. And then as soon as I saw it coming up, I was like, all right, I'm getting hit in the head. I'm like, thank God it came back, hit me in the shoulder, and I came around. And I had my bat in one hand, and I was just like, I act like I was going to fucking throw it at him. And the ump was like, hey, no. I was like, relax. I know him. And he's like, oh, okay.
No, I told the ump, I said, you got to throw him out for that. That's bullshit. You can't be doing that out here.
Get him out of here.
I said, get him out of here. I'm not going to stand for that. There's kids here. They're going to see that example he's setting out.
Yeah, that you're hitting people.
But yeah, I was pissed when I hit him. I was more pissed that I had just walked a leadoff hitter. And then when I hit you first pitch, I was even more pissed because you're a righty and I usually have success against righties. So wasn't happy. And then I had to face Jacob Robson, who's a lefty. Although, how about the play on the bunt, though, Zach? I'm an athlete.
Yeah, you should have thrown it to second. Could have double play.
Not in a 2-1 game.
Who bunted?
Ryan Kreidler. It was first and second, nobody out. He got tried to sack bunt and gave it to Dakota.
And I threw it to third. What, Ian, what would you do in this situation?
Let's get that video up, huh?
What would you do in this situation? It was a 2-1 game. We're losing. Top nine. First and second, nobody out. The bunt's like right back to me. Do I try to turn two or do I throw to third?
Is the runner fast at home?
Decent, but I mean, it was a hard bunt right back to him, and I didn't move.
Yeah,
because
I could have turned two, but yeah. I'm also going to be honest with you, the throw to second's a lot harder of one than the throw to third. Wait, and I was thinking in my head, I thought if I throw this to third, I'll have one out, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Griner on deck, your catcher.
No, Robson was, because I went to second.
Oh, yeah, Robson pinch hit. Fuck, that's right, and he got a single.
There's nothing wrong with getting the out of third, but if you can get that double play. But it takes the confidence to be able to turn and make the throw.
Even in a 2-1 game? Well, yeah, I guess, because then if you make the double play, you got two outs and you just have to get the next guy out, yeah.
Yeah.
And it all depends on where the
bunt scoring on a single anyway. There's a guy in second, he's scoring on a single.
Yeah. Well,
Dakota.
The guy in second didn't have much speed, though, so I didn't think he'd score on a single.
Yeah, but he did. You know?
You're a dickhead for that. Get like trip.
I also had – I got yelled at for the read I had. I should – because – it was a line drive, and I kind of froze. So, all right.
Yeah, it was back at me. I almost died.
I know. So, that pitch, I was expecting to have a bigger leg kick, and I was going first pitch. So,
yeah.
I took.
You don't think I knew that?
I took my secondary as you, picked your leg up. I was like, oh, I'm going. But you didn't have your big leg kick, so I shut it down. So, I was flat-footed, and then it was a line drive, so I didn't move. And then I went, and my third base coach is like, you gotta go. And I was just, and I had like, I was literally moving from flat foot. And I was like, I mean, I'm out.
I take pride in how fast I am to home with guys on. I'm like a 1-2.
Nice. Good work. Hang on. The last time that you, I don't know why this is in my head. The last time I feel like that you fielded a bunt was in AA against Mississippi. Do you remember that? No, you did, but you made a huge divot in the ground. And that's the only thing in my head. It was like,
do you know how hard it is to field those bunts and make the throw? I don't make those throws. We haven't taken PFPs in months. I make that throw once a year. So when I get it, I'm fucking sitting there like, don't shit fuck it. And I'm like, Where's my arm go? When do I let it go?
Oh, God.
But I'm 2 for 2 on PFPs this year. I turned a double play earlier this year, too. Oops.
So why didn't you turn double play the other day?
Because the one earlier this year was just like a freak reaction where like I ran in, picked it up and turned it through real quick. And I was like, oh, I threw it on the money. And I was like in shock. I was like, wow, I actually made a good throw.
I think it was in July, right?
All I know is I came out of the game with bases loaded in the ninth and TD's first pitch was a grand slam.
I remember
and
that.
And PV apologized to me the next day. And I said, PV, you don't have to apologize to me for that. I should be able to get 3 outs in an inning. It's my fault we had to bring
it. Didn't TD apologize to you too? And you're like, TD, shut up.
Well, TD was like laughing on the mound after every homer. Yeah, he was. I'm like, those are my 3 runs I just scored. I'm not the happiest about it.
Yeah. So I think it was 13-4. We lost and then we won 7-5 and then we lost 18-5. But the 18-5 game was like, that was.
Because that was the day game too. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the day.
It was blown out and there was balls flying everywhere. So Dakota comes out. It was the top of the ninth, I think, right?
Yeah.
And Dakota comes out of the game with the bases loaded.
I remember. Wait, do you remember how the first guy got on? Dakota. I don't know. I was asked more so Dakota because he was pitching. But like, it was a backhand of like in the hole for me, and I tried to make like this crazy throw, and I short hop deuce. He can't catch it, and then it just all goes downhill from there.
Sounds to me like it's an E6.
And
I actually think I did get an error on it.
So
it's the correct call.
He comes out with the bases loaded, and they bring in our catcher. Because the game's out of hand and they bring in our catcher just to try to get, it was like literally try to get one out, to end the game or to get us at bat from the bottom of the ninth and just get Dakota out of it. 'Cause he'd thrown so many pitches and he comes in throwing
like BP,
BP, literally not even BP. Trying, but like in a way that he was like laughing on the mound, treating it as a joke. First pitch he throws like,
whack.
Just annihilated grand slam.
And I literally see it and I go, well, those are all my runs. That's cool.
Dakota's three runs are gone. And then he proceeds to give up like laser beam, laser beam, laser beam. And we're just out in the outfield running in circles going, what the fuck's going on?
I will say it made me feel better that he continued to get shellacked. It wasn't like, oh, he gave up my runs. And then like,
got and then three like immediately got a pop
it was
up.
Like,
yeah.
No, he just continued to just, they hit it wherever they want.
What's up, everybody? It's producer Tom. It's time for a word from our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200, $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If the sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use promo code COMPOUND to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code COMPOUND this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Now, back to the show.
I'd really like to discuss the fact that Vlad Jr. Mm-hmm. could win the Triple Crown.
And then win MVP.
Probably the hardest thing to do in baseball. I'm a hitter. I'm biased. Triple Crown's pretty tough. He could win the Triple Crown and not win the MVP.
I'd
and
say,
not even get a first place vote.
I'd say, okay. Yeah, I'd say he's vote. Like not going to get MVP. Like,
if he wins the Triple Crown, do you have to automatically give him the MVP and give Ohtani something else? Make a new award. Yeah. Make it the Shohei Award for the two-way guy. I don't know.
But he would win it every year because nobody comes close.
I don't know, man.
It's fine. It's his award. It's
like I agree, because that was my rule of thumb. I was like, hey, Ohtani's awesome and everything, but if Vlad wins Triple Crown, like, we have a conversation here.
You but have still, to. If, you can't win the Triple Crown and not be the MVP. It doesn't make sense.
I'm going to have to agree, but disagree.
Me too. I agree with myself and disagree with myself.
But they, like, those two should be moved up to a different league anyway. So
take Taylor Rogers with you, okay? That guy's ridiculous. He's throwing frisbees.
Thank you. Thank you. Take him with you. Vindication. That was my first professional at bat was against Taylor Rogers and Sacramento River Cats. That's who I faced.
And you. That was him? And he couldn't see because the helmet was so tight, squeezing his head.
That was my first professional at bat was him. And I'm literally out there. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this guy's like a 0.6 whip, like a 0.9 ERA. I'm like, the best hitters in baseball can't get hits off of him. And I got to go face this guy.
Do you think he's tougher on lefties than he is righties?
Yes.
Because he throws a ball that will literally rise like up and in on you.
Yeah, it hits you in the face.
But also, if he throws a slider to a righty, it starts over the middle and ends up in the dugout.
But it's not going to hit you in the face.
Yeah. Would you ever think about going righty against him?
No, I got a knock.
Oh, no wonder why you think he's so good. No, joke. Honestly, listen. We are playing right into his hand right now. Listen, what a joke.
He threw me a 3-1 upshoot slider to the like top in corner, and I completely fisted it out and blooper to right center. It was great. But
hey, knock's a knock.
This guy's like, I'm watching the video. This guy's got 83 sinker, like submarine or true sinker. He's got 81 to 83 upshoot cutter. It's cutting from down there, which makes no sense. And then it shouldn't be possible. I don't know when he figured this out. It shouldn't be possible. And then he's got the 72 frisbee that is literally coming up and hitting you in the chin.
Yeah, that I'm not a huge fan of that.
And they said, here you go, Dakota, go have fun, face this guy.
Shouldn't be able to throw like that. And I think the Giants had him in the system for a long time and didn't bring him up, right? It was like he had like a 1 in AAA for a few years in a row, and they were like, nah, we're good.
Like, we're all right without him.
We don't need that.
Speaking of like those sidearm people who throw the wrong way, friend of the pod, Scotty Efros, striking out Bryce Harper last night.
Yeah, nice. Good inning, clean inning for Scotty. I think that was a hold for him.
Two punchies.
And he struck out the possible NL MVP, so you love to see it.
Scotty's going to get Rolaids Pitcher of the Year. Is that still an award?
What is it?
Like the Rolaids Reliever of the Year or something? Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that.
Maybe I'm blacked out. When you grow up as a pitcher, you're like, who won the Rolaids?
Who won the Rolaids, eh? I don't even know if that's a real thing. I could have very well just made that up. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, we talked about what Dakota said to Ian, right, when he started getting hot? Did we talk about that on here?
Yeah.
We did, because I looked up his stats since I had said it, and they were absurd.
Okay. Sorry.
And I apologized. I said,
you did.
That's
no.
on me. I said, honestly, that's on me for questioning you, Ian.
Do you understand how much of a man that makes you, Dakota, for apologizing like that?
Well, because as I said it, I was saying it like jokingly, like maybe your hammy's a little tight, like you're up over 200, and he didn't like it. He did not find it funny. So I felt bad. So then I saw how good he was doing the next couple of days. I was like, I'm going to surprise him with his stats since I said it to make up for it. And you were like,
he probably didn't answer you.
Like 500 since then with like 4 homers. So I was like, well, my mistake.
So you guys, but you both agree that Ohtani's the MVP over Vladdy, even if he went to Triple Crown?
I don't know, dude. You can't have me answer that question right now. You got to give me a
We'll talk about
it
in a couple weeks. We'll talk about it in a couple weeks.
I think if you win Triple Crown, you have to be MVP.
Ooh,
but
I don't see a
but
way.
But then you compare Ohtani.
But I don't see a way you can get Triple Crown, which is probably the hardest thing to do in baseball. And then they're like, no, but this guy's better because he pitches too. Because then Ohtani should get MVP every single year.
Imagine the year that Miggy won the Triple Crown. They were like, nah, dog.
Sorry,
not good enough.
Do you think like the baseball commissioner's office is like, oh man, this is great. We have two superstars. And they're like, you know, Ohtani's going to win MVP. And the other, that's like, who the fuck do we give the MVP to? We're whatever we do is the wrong decision to people. Whatever we do.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
They're in a tough spot.
That's it. But if he doesn't win the Triple Crown, like if he's one batting average point short, one RBI short, it does. He's not the MVP.
Yeah.
But if he wins it,
that's what I agree with that. Like if he doesn't win Triple Crown,
hear me out.
He didn't do enough.
Hear me out. And then, so you compare those two hitting stats, whatever. Otani has 45 homers. And it's like, okay, for MVP, what else did Vlad do? What else did Otani do? Oh. Otani has under 3.5 ERA while also hitting 45 home runs.
Triple Crown.
I mean,
how many times has Triple Crown been done? How many times has this happened?
This hasn't happened since Babe Ruth.
That's a good point.
Baby Ruth.
It's a good point. Salt in the SWAT?
Baby Ruth.
We're funny.
You're not funny.
Well, I think we're funny.
I think we are too.
If you get the Triple Crown, that should be like you win.
Should get moved up.
You did it. Like you're better than baseball.
Yeah, you should get moved up. Yeah. So Ian has an OPS plus of 97 right now. Trevor Plouffe, John Boy Media employee, said on Talking Baseball, if Ian gets his OPS plus over 100 by end of the year, he will send Ian a $100 bottle of wine. Ian, if that is not enough motivation for you,
I don't know what it is.
That's incentive if I've ever heard it. It's beautiful.
I don't know what that stat means.
OPS plus is
a measurement of. I don't know what it all means on
base. I was literally about to explain it. You cut him off to say I don't know what it means.
Sorry, my Wi-Fi is not working. Go ahead, Zach.
I don't know what it is. I just know that 100 is league average. That's what I was going to say.
Well,
that
does not explain at all how you calculate that number. But all right.
Yeah, that's what all the baseball gurus do. It's not our job. We just do it, and then they
players say, on base hey, plus slug and normalizes factors like ballparks, adjust those scores.
See, 100. I thought that was
weighted runs created plus.
I thought that was WOBA.
You know what's fucking ridiculous? Let me tell you, this is fucking ridiculous. OPS plus is a fucking horrible metric, okay? Because adjusting,
you're going to get a $100 bottle of wine out of this. You can't say it's a horrible metric.
I hate it. Adjusting for ballpark is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard. Because if you hit a homer in Wrigley, like I hit one a few days ago off of Sonny Gray. Fucking smoked. Like 104.5 at 22. Wind's blowing in. Just gets into the basket, right? It's a fucking laser. And because it just gets into the basket at Wrigley, which is like 370, it's like your OPS, it gets hurt because it's not a home in a lot of parks, except the wind's blowing in, and any other park, the wind's not blowing in. It's a fucking laser.
Hey, Ian, come to Comerica, brother.
Listen.
You go to Comerica for more than three games.
I agree with you about Comerica. OPS plus, it's supposed to like normalize, so like it should help you in Comerica, but it doesn't because you can hit a ball. OPS plus doesn't help you. I'm saying, because in Comerica you can hit a ball like 410 feet, and maybe they'll give you like some OPS plus bonus, but not the same as if it was a fucking homer. How are they normalizing it? What's the equation to normalize it? Some guy came up with a normalization
because
your gap is
365.
I'm saying it won't, even if you play in Detroit, it's not going to give you enough credit for how hard you hit balls and like where you fly out.
Right, like, but like your homer that day would have been a double anywhere else, which isn't bad, but it wouldn't have been a homer at Comerica.
We're saying the same thing.
Oh.
I'm agreeing with you that it's really harder to hit in Detroit, and I think like even though they'll tell you that OPS plus like it gives you a bump because you hit in Detroit and it's hard, it doesn't give you enough of a bump.
That's
you know?
True.
It's not actually like normal. It's not like giving you homers. It's just saying, like, that was a good job, so you get a little bit of extra points. It's like, no, fuck off.
I want to see a research team. Can we get what Jonathan Scope's OPS plus is? Because when I was up, like, so I think he has like 20 homers right now. He should have 30 just because he plays in a stupid park.
That's biased. Not stupid.
It's a beautiful. It's
that's biased because that's your team.
It's a beautiful. No, I'm serious though. Like, he has a few outs at like 415. Like, that's unheard of. That's stupid. If you went at 415 in the gap at Wrigley, you're hitting it off the scoreboard.
It says 111.
See, I don't know how to compare and contrast them. Playoff, this is the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, crazy playoff picture. Let's talk about that real quick.
Blue Jays are tied with the Red Sox and the Yankees, and then the Cardinals have sole possession now of a wild card spot.
It's gotten crazy. It's gotten real crazy.
This is the best. For everyone out there who says this isn't the best time of the year, you're flat out wrong. Comparing to – you got football, you got the playoff race, and you got college football. Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie to you. The Cubbies have been fucking some people up lately.
Yeah.
We're fucking up the wild card picture.
You guys are playing spoiler.
We're playing
spoiler. So, hey, so are the Go Tigers. They beat 2 out of 3 from the Rays, and then they just beat the Brewers last night, play the Brewers again today, and then they go play in Tampa again. They could really play spoiler. They could play.
We took 2 out of 3 from the Reds twice.
Oops.
Which
So did the boys.
Shocker, Ian hitting well against the Reds. That's never happened.
Do you think that they come for you?
You think the Reds and Pirates see Ian Happ and they're like, damn it.
Yeah.
This guy loves us.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, we fucked them up. And then we just took one from the Phillies. They're 3 games back. And then we got we got 7 games left with the Cardinals.
Ian, say you go to free agency. Would you sign with the Pirates or Reds just because of how well you hit in their parks?
It's a great question. The playing the Great American 81 times would be.
This is like the Cubs don't exist. So yeah, Cubs fans don't get mad. This is Cubs like our. It's a fantasy land where the Cubs don't exist anymore.
Yep, the 81 games of Great American would be really interesting, and I went to school there, so. But the.
And your mom lives there.
My mom lives in Columbus, close, but yeah.
Well, you know what I meant. Close same thing. Oh, she lives in Columbus? Did she come watch when we played? That's selfish. She probably didn't.
No, she was pissed. I meant to tell you this. This was supposed to be on the podcast. This was whenever you guys played there. She called me, and I was like, yeah, Dakota's in Columbus, or just left or whatever. And she was like, oh, they didn't want to say hi? Like, they didn't want to come say hi? Like, I could have made them cookies. So what the fuck? She was
pissed. I didn't know she lived in Columbus.
Was pissed.
She didn't want to come to a game. I'm pissed.
I was supposed to say this on the podcast whenever you guys were there, because she was really upset that you guys didn't think like, hey, maybe we should go see Mrs. Happ. Pissed.
Well, also now by she hates you guys. You, so. By you guys, it would have been just me, and that would have been kind of weird. I would have had to have brought Scott with me.
You could have taken Scotty.
I would have had to.
Okay, and then in the AL, the Yankees and the Blue Jays and the Red Sox are all tied.
Yes.
Holy smokes. And Seattle's only 3 back and Oakland's 3.5 back. Holy.
Who's going to win NL MVP?
Bryce Harper. Or Tatis.
Bryce Harper. Somebody punched him, huh? Somebody we know struck him out.
Somebody.
Friend of the pod. How's friend of the pod acting up there? How's he doing?
He's great. He's a great teammate. We were hanging out yesterday. I gave him a coffee shop recommendation for this morning. I don't know if he took it or not.
Well, yeah, he asked me what your number was, so I'm assuming.
Oh, because I texted him. He didn't have him. I had his, but he didn't have mine. It's fucked up.
Ooh. That's he's too big up, time Scotty. For you, man. He's That's too big time for you.
Wow. That's show. I love that out of him. Yeah, hey, sorry. Who's this?
I'm over it.
I love that.
This.
I am over it.
Let's go, Scotty.
But you know what? You know what's more. You know what's more big time is I texted him, the coffee shop, and then I was on my way back into the room to do this, and he texted me, and he was like, "Are you going?" I didn't text him back.
Ooh. So
ultimate.
Of course you didn't text him back. Why would you?
I need to text.
Why would you text him back?
I just remembered I didn't text him back, but I not need to text.
There's me. Nothing funnier to me though than Zach, or when Ian texted you, Zach, and said, "Do it after you hit a homer."
I wasn't answering. Was I didn't see slam. It. Didn't see it.
Salami.
I mean, what do I do with that? What do I say to that?
Maybe, I don't know. Thanks.
I agreed with Ian on that. I need more than, yeah, like, to it. Me, you know, you're going to get a response, but like to Ian, you got to give him more.
I'm not substance. Changing who I am because I'm texting him more somebody else.
Just
I'm
do
not
it.
Doing that. No.
Okay, guys, friends.
Sorry.
NL MVP, Bryce Harper has 1,033 OPS.
Oh, Tatis, my God.
Tatis has a 987. Soto has a 984.
Honestly, Juan Soto is getting shafted because his team is completely disintegrated.
He has more. I saw this stat. I don't know if it's still true, that he had more intentional walks than Javi yep. had actual walks.
Yep. Javi, by the way. Ever since that thumbs down thing, that dude has been tearing up the baseball.
He's been raking.
Raking. He hits a homer last night. Look, it's kind of funny. Everybody loves him now because after that
that's how
fan
it goes,
thing.
Right?
If you play well, everybody loves you.
He's, yeah. He's just so likable, like in general. Like what he does on the field, like when he's playing well, it's easy to like him.
It's like he's out by 90 feet. And then it's just like, wait, he was safe on a slide that just looks incredible. And then he'll hit a homer the next inning. And then everybody loves him again.
What if I told you that the leader in WAR this year for the league is Semien?
Bro, that guy is going to get paid.
Is he on a one-year deal?
Yeah, I think he forgot. I want to say 18 he's making.
Good for him.
And then he's a free agent. Go right ahead with that. He'll be a go tiger.
Ian, did you see Brennan Davis's debut in AAA?
Couple of homers, huh?
First at bat, homer to left, slider down away, see a ball. Second at bat, let's go fastball in. Nope, can't beat him there. See a ball. Made the game look too easy. I said that him and Bobby Witt Jr. should just trade off at bats the whole game and just call it.
He rakes, bro. He's a big dude too. How old is he, 22?
Yeah, 21 or 22.
I'm excited for him. That's awesome. He's had a great year. Wait, real quick, just about the WAR thing. Tatis mm-hmm. has a 6.1, Soto has a 6.1, and Harper's is a little lower, closer to like 5-something, like low fives. WAR's a perfect metric. I don't think WAR's a perfect metric.
That's what I was going to ask.
I think that's a lot of time how they decide it. I don't think WAR is the right metric for everybody.
Hasn't Tatis missed a lot of time this year, though?
Yes.
Yes.
I think two IL stints.
Harper's missed a little bit of time. He's got 123 games played, so he'll finish with 140. 140.
Do you think if the Padres, again, I think we talked about it before, if they don't make the playoffs, do you blow it up? What do you do?
No, you don't blow it up.
Trade Tatis to the Cubs. What?
You have to keep – if you're the Padres, this is our last thing. If you're the Padres, you have to keep adding. If you got – if you
keep adding, what are you – where are you going to
– Well, you have $300 million in two guys on the left side of the infield. Like, it's not going – that money's not going anywhere. You can't blow it up. Like, you got to keep going. They have a good minor league system still. They still have some guys coming, some pitching coming. You have to go get more pitching. And just keep building. You just keep building the starting pitching. The great teams. This is what I believe this now. The great teams every year they fucking pitch. They pitch. They have the best starting staffs. Bullpen has like a really sure back end, but they fucking pitch because when in the big leagues, like when you're down 2-0, 3-0, 4-0 early, you're fucked. You're fucked. It's over. And not always, but. A lot. And if you're that team that's always up 2-0 in the first three innings and you just add on throughout the game and you're adding, like that's what makes the Dodgers offense so good. Like, yeah, they're deep. They have great players, but like they're in every game. Their staff's unbelievable. They're in every game and then they add on throughout the game and they just they never stop coming for you. And every team when they're playing against them is going, well, fuck, if we don't score in the first couple innings, Buehler gets rolling, Kershaw gets rolling, then you get Trinan and Jansen. Like, these are the guys that are coming in. Like, that's – it's a tough formula. And the same thing with the Brewers. Like, Brewer staff's unbelievable.
Bro, the Brewers, if you get them in a series, good luck. You get Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff.
It's every series we've played against them this year. Every series.
Really?
We've got all three guys every time. And that's – you know, when you line up like that against them, it's tough. And that, yeah, and that's like what the Cubs had in 16, we had in 17.
Right.
But you know, when you run like 16, they were running out Lester, Hendricks, and Arrieta. All those guys had sub threes, and then, you know, Lackey's the four. What are you gonna do?
And then, like, as the series goes on, you can get some of those guys out of the pen too. You know, like, yeah, if you need them, if you need like an inning or two, and
it's
then you get
it's bananas. And even
they just have so many guys who are so good, dude.
Yeah. I mean, even in 17, we had you know, Johnny had a great year. Maybe it was not his best year, but he had a really good year. Hendricks was good. We had Arrieta, we had Lackey, and then we had Quintana come over and be like nails for us. So, like, we had five legit starters plus a bullpen. It's like, yeah, we hit a bunch of homers and we raked and we played good defense, but like, started like every game you felt like you were in it. Like, you never went to the park and you're like, ah, we got to score today. It's like you go out there and you're like, we're in it today. Get even if a guy gives up two in the first, like, he's not giving up four. No way. That's every good team has that staff. It's just ridiculous. The White Sox, same way. Like, what?
White Sox, Jesus, dude.
All right, let's do screen time. Come on. Everybody loves Parse.
Are you telling us come on? We're just having a normal conversation.
Because I'm getting pissed off thinking about all the good pitchers out there.
Oof, I had a rough one yesterday.
Six plus?
Yeah. 604. Oh. Not great for the kid.
Dakota?
514.
Ha, 432.
Hey.
Dakota's an hour behind, doesn't count.
I shoot now. It's from yesterday.
Weren't you an hour behind?
Yesterday's over.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I was like, what? Wow. What do you mean? It's a new day.
I was really looking forward to seeing where you were going to go with that one. Holy shit.
Good try.
Shoot.
I was going to say, I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Hey, fucked up. All right.
It's all right, man. Flush it. Move on.
Way to be accountable.
Fucked up. Ian, you guys are in Philly, right?
We're in Philly. City of brotherly love. I was born here. Fun fact.
What?
First 6 years of my life were here.
Between you and Scott, I have no idea where you guys are from.
Scott's from Cleveland.
Transient.
But he lives in Pittsburgh, a few other places. Ian, Cincinnati.
Ian Chicago. Ian is a mystery. I'm a mystery. Was born here, lived there, now lives here, but also born has a house Philly, over here.
Born in Philly, grew up in Pittsburgh.
There's no way you were born in Philly and we're just finding this out.
Spent 6 years in Philly. 6 years of my life. Six hard fought years.
I knew you lived in Pittsburgh, and I knew that your mom lived in Ohio. Did you live in Ohio at some point?
Just when I went to Cincinnati.
Oh, I didn't see. I thought you grew up in Ohio. Oh,
that's
man.
What I thought.
See, people say like, oh, you grew up in Cincinnati. You're like, oh. It's like, no,
wait,
I didn't.
Let me tell you. Let me guess, he's an Eagles fan now, too.
Oh, Eagles are 1-0.
I was a Browns fan because my dad was from Cleveland.
Well, Browns are 0-1.
My brother was born in Cleveland. Or Cleveland.
Hap could realistically be an Eagles, Steelers, Browns, or Bears fan. Hey, you could even throw in Texans and Cowboys. You live in Texas.
Yeah, live in Texas. Go Bears. Go Tigers. We didn't even talk football. Wow, look at us. We didn't even talk football.
No, we're not talking football.
I had somebody in the on deck circle the other day tell me the Steelers score. Like, I cared.
And you're like, oh, okay.
I was playing.
I was playing right field the other day in Iowa, and I was getting updates from fans about the Jets.
Nice. Me and Zach set up a system where I would show him two scores. The first score was the Jets score. The second score was the Panthers score.
Not great.
And they lost. So did the Lions, and so did the Bears. So we all stink.
Yeah, we all stunk.
Yeah, we all stunk.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay, see you guys. Hey, have a great day. Everybody loves when I say Parse, you say Rum Parse.
Rum.
Oh, Zach, you stink. See you next week.
Surprise, your Wi-Fi held up.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.